Let's give it up for the kids one more time. As you can tell, they were quite surprised by how many kids wanted to have speaking parts. They thought very few kids would actually want to speak, and then all the kids wanted to have a speaking part, and they were like, oh no, how are we going to get all these kids parts? So they split them up pretty well and made it work out, as these kids certainly do not have stage fright here at this church. So I want to welcome you here to Faith Fellowship Church on our kind of Christmas program. Today we celebrate week four of our Advent season as we look at peace. If you've been with us for these past 3 weeks, we've looked at the various themes of Advent, and Advent's all about an expectation, an awaiting of the coming Savior Jesus Christ. But it's also a time to look forward to his second coming, a time when he will come and set forth his kingdom on this earth and bring forth the peace, joy, love, and light that we have in this world. So, you know, how would you describe your Christmas season? Is it busy, hectic, frantic? Well, today we're going to look at those various things and see how Christ brings the peace of Christmas. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to come, a time to open up your word, a time to celebrate the birth of your Son. Lord, be with us now as we look to the scriptures to see the peace that comes through your Son. Be with us now, we pray. Amen. You see, maybe we're so busy. Maybe we have our throats going out as we speak. But no matter what it is, we think about the peace of Christmas. Maybe it's an overloaded schedule. Maybe it's relational conflicts. Maybe it's pressure at work. Maybe it's a lost job. Many things can take our sense of peace. Sometimes it's hard to think about peace at Christmas. The question I want us to focus on today in the time that we have is a question that sometimes maybe you have for God yourself. And it is a question of, don't you care what happens to us? Don't you care what's going on in my life? And if you find yourself there today, let me encourage you that Jesus is there. And we're going to look to the scriptures to see how he brings peace to our lives. The first thing I want to look at today is a story from Mark chapter 4. And in this section of scripture here, the disciples and Jesus are out on a boat. See, the disciples were fishermen. They were very commonly out on a boat. But this time, something different came up. Something scared them. Something had them worried for their lives. They're out on the Sea of Galilee, and all of a sudden, a storm comes up. The wind and the waves are crashing all around them. And this is what is recorded for us in Mark chapter 4, starting in verse 37. And it says, "And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he, Jesus, was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him, and they said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, 'Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?' And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, 'Who is this then that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" You see, they were caught up in this storm that was around their boat. They were like, "Jesus, how can you be asleep in a moment like this?" And they cry out to him. They said, "Teacher, do you not care what is happening to us?" Jesus, now I don't know if he awakens like any of us awaken when your alarm goes off and you kind of hit it once or hit it twice, or if Jesus, being Jesus, just kind of levitated up out of bed or something. I don't know. But we are told that he awakens He speaks to the wind and he says, "Peace, be still." All of a sudden, disciples are amazed at what happens as these things stop. The wind is calm. The sea is calm. And he says, "Why did you have such little faith? Did you not know that I was here with you?" You see, we think maybe he's not paying attention. Maybe he's not seeing what's going on in our lives. But in reality, God is there. He is with us. He is always present. He knows the things that are going on in our lives. The power of the storms does not diminish the peace that he brings in our lives. You see, God is with us. That is what it means, Emmanuel, God with us. And that is what we celebrate on Christmas. Jesus coming to earth in the form of a baby, growing, living a life. See, Jesus came to give peace, which means if he came to brought peace, it means peace was missing. See, this is the second thing we want to look at. Peace just doesn't come into our lives, but there was peace needed between God and his creation. Peace was needed between God and us. In Genesis, we get the account of creation. And every day after creation, it says it is good. Things were created. Life was good. But that goodness didn't last. You see, the devil comes and he tempts Adam and Eve to disobey God. And as we know, and the story continues, we then know that sin enters the world. The pain, the struggle, the violence, and death of this world all find their beginnings in sin. Sin is what's wrong with this world. Sin is what's wrong with our lives. You know, people want to say that people are getting better and better and better, but that's just not true. Things in this world are only going to get worse and worse and worse. But that is why we have Christ. That is why we have Christmas. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Now, there is no peace between God and his creation because of sin. Peace needs to be restored. And that is why, again, we have Christmas. You see, nothing that we can do will bring peace. Nothing that we can achieve, nothing that we can follow will bring about this salvation. See, it's not about following rules. The Jews had a whole list of rules, a whole book full of rules. But they couldn't keep those. They couldn't achieve their necessary. You see, Christ came. Christ came to live out the law, to fulfill the law, to say that I will live the life that no one else can live. So the things that we couldn't do, Christ accomplishes. Jesus came and lived the perfect life, and he became the sacrifice on the cross that was necessary for the forgiveness of sins. Peace was needed because we are perishing in our sins. For the wages of sin is death. Death is something that comes to all of us. But there is a physical death, then there is an eternal death, an eternal life with God. And we are dead in our sins in eternal life. So just like the disciples will cry out, "Do you care what happens to me, God? Do you care what's going on in my life?" And God says, "Yes, I do. Look to who I sent to this world for you." And in Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5, it says, "But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." God says, "Do I care? I care more than you could even imagine. Do you know this peace? Do you know the salvation that comes on this Christmas day? Are you stuck in a life that's full of sin and no peace? Are you broken by the world around us? Are you caught up in your sins? See, the life that we have as believers isn't a matter of just saying a prayer. It's not about just accepting Jesus into your heart. It's about living the life that God has called us to live. You see, Jesus, when he was calling his disciples, said two simple words. He said, "Follow me." Follow the life that I'm going to set forth. Follow the life example that I am giving to you. See, world history tells us that there was a Jesus of Nazareth. History tells us that he was crucified. You see, and something happened in the lives of the disciples that changed history forever. These poor fishermen would begin something that would change millions of lives. And what happened? Jesus. They saw him. They walked with him before he died. Then even after he died and rose again, they saw him. We have their account. We have their proof in our scriptures. Paul in 1 Corinthians, as he's talking about the resurrected Christ, says, you know what? Go and talk to people. Go and find out. He says, there are hundreds of people who witnessed this. The question is, what do we do with this news? Do we go about in our sins, sins that are headed toward eternal death? Or do we turn? The word repent is literally we turn our lives to Christ. We are going in one direction. We turn our lives and we say, I will follow Christ. That's what it is. That's what it means to be a Christian. It's not about coming to church on a Sunday. It's not about being involved in a Bible study. Those are great things and those are very important. But what it means to follow Christ is that you are aware of your sin. You are aware of that sin takes you away from God. It brings you toward eternal death. But there is eternal life that comes. These disciples saw a risen Savior. It changed everything about their lives. It changed the world. And just as we ask the question, do you care what happens to us, God? I think the real question we have for ourselves is, do you care what is happening to you? Do you care about the path that your life is on? And if you haven't turned your life over to Christ, I encourage you to take the time today and understand that. The verse that we heard in the play is John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish." Just as disciples called out in a boat, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing?" God sent his Son so that we don't have to perish. I'd encourage you to talk with the leaders here at church. Talk with me. Don't let this be the day that you turn your back on salvation. Let this be the day of repentance for the Son, the Savior who was born that first Christmas day. Knowing that our sins take us away, but God brings the peace of salvation into our lives. That is what we celebrate on Christmas. That is why we gather. That is why we think about the true meaning of Christmas. And as we think about the true meaning of Christmas, we're going to have a time in which some of these, the Kids Zone kids come back on stage and they're going to talk about what it means to have Christmas. to what it has to be the reason for the season. And I encourage you to think about where you are in your life. Are you following the command of Christ to follow me? The command is simple, but the life is a struggle. Because once you follow him, it's not a promise of a good life. It's not a promise of the happy life, but it's a promise of the eternal life. It's a life that we live not for this world. We're just passing through this world. We've all had family members pass away. We've all had people move on. But it is the peace of Christ that gets us through that. Because we know the moment they leave this world, they are seeing their Savior. And that is our hope of Christmas. Don't let today pass without turning your life from a life of sin to a life of Christ. It doesn't mean we're perfect now. I'm not perfect. No one in this room is perfect. But I strive to follow Christ. And as Paul also says, he says, follow my example as I follow Christ. And that is the Christmas message. Let me close with a word of prayer. And then kids, own kids, you can start making your way up on stage. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time to come, a time to open up your scriptures, to ponder the question, do you care about us? And we know that that answer overwhelmingly is yes. You care about us as we look to the manger. You care about us as we look to the cross. You care about us as we look to the empty tomb, Lord. And Lord, bring us to you. Open up our hearts to understand the sin that is in our lives. And if someone hasn't turned their life to you, let today be the day that they turn from their sins and turn to a life of eternal life with you in glory, Lord. We pray these things in your Son's Jesus' name. Amen. Kids own kids, you can come on up and close us out. The song they are going to say is, it's Christmas. And over, it's going to talk about the reason for the season. And you know, we celebrate Christmas, but we don't ever want to forget the reason for the season. So let me get all these things out of their way so that none of these kids are blocked, because all the parents want to see. You can take this yourself. All right, go ahead. Go strong, man. Got it? You sure? All right. All right, so is everybody up here almost? Any other ones? Oh, there we go. Everybody's in your places. Everybody's ready? All right, they love to share these things, so here.